When they led him away, they grabbed one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and placed on him the cross, to carry it after Jesus. A large crowd of the people followed him, including women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For look, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green tree, what will be done in the dry?" There were also others, two criminals, led with him to be put to death. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified him there with the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Dividing his garments among them, they cast lots. The people stood watching. The rulers also scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if this is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." An inscription was also written above him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there insulted him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other answered, and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Assuredly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And it was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun's light failed. And the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." All the crowds that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned home beating their breasts. All his acquaintances, and the women who followed with him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things.